we have from Unionville. The principal is Lily Albright. Lily, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm excellent.
Good job on the sunshine today. We could use a little bit of that.
I do what I can.
Well, that's why we have you on every once in a while, because we need you to spice things up. What's going on at Unionville? You guys got a million kids going on out there, as always, and they come from a million different countries and speak a million different languages, and you've got a million things going on.
Well, we are certainly busy out at Unionville. You know, one of the fun things right now is that it is spring, not just at Unionville, of course, but some unique things happen at Unionville.
You have your own nature thing going on out there.
That's right. Well, we have the privilege of being surrounded by woods. Mm-hmm. We have a pond, a walking trail, so we get to share our school with a lot of wildlife.
You have a special occasion coming, maybe?
Yeah, so we've got a mama killdeer, who is a kind of bird who has laid eggs in the mulch on our playground.
And you've set up a GoPro camera.
There you go. Actually, we have done some live streaming of all of these events. It's pretty fun to blend technology with these things happening in nature, because we've got baby bunnies in a garden bed. We've got baby birds in all these birdhouses. I've got tadpoles growing outside of my office. We even have some chicken eggs in an incubator in one of our classrooms.
Don't tell the city, you'll need a permit for that.
I know. There you go. So the first chicks were born yesterday. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we've got a lot going on in relationship to spring out at Unionville. So
now, how much is admission to your zoo?
Yeah, really. Admission's free. We're a public school, so anyone's welcome.
You also have got the iStep going on out there to put a little damper on everything.
I know, really. So iStep starts actually on Thursday, is the first official day of the second round of iStep. And, you know, I understand the desire for accountability from the state level, but the reality of what it looks like for a child is unreasonable, you know, specifically in relationship
to the amount of time. Now, let me ask you a
question.
Why don't you film that for them?
Yeah.
Why don't you sit there and put a camera in the classroom and say, here's what you guys don't have any idea about. You're up there pushing your papers, and you're in front of the cameras and doing all this. Well, here's what a kid looks like taking a test.
I know. And, you know, we all do such a nice job of helping our kids get through it. I think that's part of the reason they don't know just how hard it is. You know, this time of year I have to remind myself that we have the power to choose. And I think there's a metaphor in there about democracy and politics, mm-hmm. but I'm referring more to that basic choice of choosing to be happy and hopeful, and I think that we have to do that for our kids.
Well, you go into a damage control kind of thing about not letting the kids know how serious this is and putting on a happy face and trying to keep them positive.
That's right. It's a huge challenge to balance that, you know, wanting to kind of fight for social justice, but also help your kids get through the reality of it and still have a smile on their face. So we really try to just keep it minimal, and just it's another part of what we do and just a part of our day, and we're not making any big hoopla, and just kind of get through it. Keep on keeping on. So,
Lily, what kind of effect, we don't need a discourse on this, but how does it affect the kids? You know, do they get nervous about, gee, I'm being tested, or this is important and all this stuff?
Yeah, and no matter how much we try to kind of downplay it, they hear it in the media. Mm-hmm. And they hear it from parents, and so they get quite nervous. You'll see, it just varies from kid to kid. You know, some kids will get very quiet and withdrawn, mm-hmm. and others, it will just cause them to be super nervous and outwardly so. So, you know, we've sometimes seen tears, although we really try to minimize that. You know, and try to make kids feel as supported as possible so that doesn't happen.
But, is there a great feeling of relief when it's over?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. From everyone, really, mm-hmm. kids and adults. So it is a challenging time for us. But like I said, we're just trying to stay positive. And, you know, like my mantra now is like, no matter how hard it is, no matter how hard it gets, we're going to make it. You know, so mm-hmm. we just have to keep saying that to each other and not letting these things that we have little control over take us off course. So, but it is a really challenging balance, I would say.
We're speaking with Lily Albright, who's the principal of Unionville Elementary, way out there on the east side. Well, it's almost out by Lake Lemon.
Keith, you make it sound like you got to take the Oregon Trail to get there.
Well, they've got, remember the nature stuff she's got out there?
Woods and forests. Amazing.
That's right.
You're allowed to have forests without living in the woods.
I looked before I called to see exactly how far it is.
Okay.
from what you might call civilization.
4 miles.
Well, it's actually 7 miles from 10th nothing. And the bypass.
Okay.
That's not too far.
No. Now, Friday, you're going to have a big carnival. So
the carnival season is in. I love it. You can just do the
goodness.
Rounds. You got all the
schools
that's
are doing
right.
the carnivals. That's right.
Well, I have to take a minute just to mention, it's such a community event, mm-hmm. not just for the Unionville community, but we have people from all over coming to help us, from
cool.
North Honor Society, from 4-H clubs, from Tri-North. We have North football players coming out, people from Kohl's to volunteer.
Now, are these your former alums that come back to help?
Some of them are, yeah. Others are looking for service projects because they're involved in these great groups mm-hmm. at the high school and middle school level. So they're taking some time at Unionville to help us out and get some of those minutes in.
Now, is this a fundraiser for the school?
It is. So our PTO really sponsors it, and they work so hard. They were actually out there on Sunday even organizing things. And I think they've rounded up over 60 sponsors this year. I think up to 68. Probably as we speak, it's up to 70.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like 300 items in our auction.
Okay.
And they're like amazing items, like Wonder Lab passes, zoo passes, 5 yards of mulch, which just bring that over to my house. So, I mean, it's just going to be a huge event, and I'm just overwhelmed once again by the generosity of our community who continue to support public education and make our schools the places they are. It's just amazing.
Okay, Lily, what time and when should people be there, and is it open to anybody?
Absolutely, 6 to 8:30. So come on out Friday night. Yeah, anyone is welcome.
Okay.
And, you know, if you're not from Unionville and you find me, I'll even take you out and show you the killdeer eggs if you want.
The zoo tour, I like that.
Yeah, we can see the vet. No, but we do welcome anybody from our community who might want to come. It's a huge fundraiser for our PTO who helps support things we do throughout the year. So come on out if you can.
Lily, we're almost out of time, but you wanted to mention something real quick about Earth Day.
Yeah, one of our third grade classes read a piece about the impact of school lunch trash on the environment.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
But you told me not to eat the wrapper.
I know. So they were inspired to reduce our school trash, and on Wednesday, they're having a no trash lunch day.
All right.
So we'll see what happens. I'm sure we'll reduce the trash, but I'm not quite sure we'll be able to satisfy the 9-year-olds on a mission.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is that reducing the trash so everything you want them to bring is in, like, brown bag recyclables, things that way?
That's right. So they
gotcha.
Talked about strategies like bringing things in reusable packaging.
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted them to, like, string some apples around their neck so you didn't have to worry about bags of any kind or anything like that.
No, we're not going that far. But I think we're going to try to do a little composting, things like
that.
Cool. So they've been weighing the trash, and so they know what they want to do to reach their goal. Yeah.
Now, Lily, we've made the rounds with the schools, and last week Chris talked about a teacher he had that had been there 44 years. You're losing one of the top people, and I think almost everybody in Bloomington knows this person.
Oh, they're going to know when I say Bevo is retiring. Bevo Mueling is retiring after many, many years of service in MCCSC. She is an absolute legend.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to miss
her. An incredible
her.
Person and the most up and positive person I think I've ever met.
That's right. She is a force, a positive force. She's our literacy coach, so she holds a very important role in our school, and we're going to miss her so much. So just really happy for her and what that means for her family, and she's going to get some downtime with them. And well, I don't know if we'll call it downtime when you've got
she's got grandkids.
Grandkids waiting for you, but we're going to miss her so much, and we're just so excited for her and proud of the work that she's done in our district. So go Bevo.
Lily, great job as always. We'll get caught up with you in the fall, so good luck on your I-Step. Great times for your carnivals. Knock out the rest of the year, and have a great summer.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys.
Lily Albright, she's the president. She could, yeah, she probably is. She's the principal at Unionville Elementary School, and we always have fun checking in with her.